I'm the Crossbridge minister.
我是跨越桥的传道。
I help with preaching and teaching and leadership in some of the fellowships for Crossbridge.
我在教会帮忙讲道、教导、带领以及牧养一些团契。
Today is a special day.
今天是个特别的日子。
We are gathered together to celebrate Christmas.
我们聚集在一起庆祝圣诞节。
And during this Christmas season, I'm reminded of a favorite story of mine.
在这个圣诞的季节，我常想起一个我很喜欢的故事。
The story is probably a little bit more fiction than fact, but I like it anyways.
这个故事虚构的成分大于真实。
The story of when Santa Claus punched a heretic.
这故事是当圣诞老人打了异教徒一拳。
You see, the year was 325 AD.
这事情发生在主后325年。
The Council of Nicaea was gathered to settle the Christological issue.Is Jesus Christ divine or not?
那时候召开了尼西亚大公会议来解决一个重要的议题，就是耶稣基督成圣与否。
Arius was a heretic who started spreading these doctrinal views that Jesus was in fact not divine, but rather created by God.
亚历斯是一个异教徒，那他那时候散布一些不正确的神学的立场，说耶稣不是神，而是被神所造的。
Then there was Saint Nicholas.
然后就是我们的圣尼古拉。
He was a Christian bishop who was the basis for Santa Claus.
他是一个基督教的主教，他是我们今天圣诞老人的缘起。
He was so livid at this heresy that he approached Arius at the council and punched him in the face. The end.
这个亚历斯呢，他在会议当中散布这些错误的教导，所以这个主教就非常生气，就打了他一拳。故事结束，就这样子。
Why do I tell this story?
为什么要讲这个故事呢？
Not just because it gives new meaning to Santa Claus finding out who is naughty or nice.
不只是圣诞老人在圣诞节来决定哪个小孩是顽皮的，哪个小孩是乖巧的。
But also because the issue here is crucial to Christmas.
而是这个议题对于圣诞节是至关重要的。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
Why does that matter?
为什么这么重要呢？
This is why the title of the sermon in your bulletins is The Christ in Christmas.
这是为什么我们今天正道的主题是圣诞节中的基督。
When I titled the sermon this way, I wasn't referring to the superficial labeling of Christmas as Xmas.
我在定这个题目的时候，我不是在指当代文化肤浅的把 Christmas 当中的 Chris 用一个 Christ 用一个 X 来代表。
Now, technically, it still keeps the Christ in Christmas since the X is the first letter of Christ's name in Greek.
其实 X 是希腊字母当中耶稣基督的第一个字母，所以某一个程度上是说得过去的。
That's beside the point.
这不是我们今天要讲的重点。
I titled it this way because Christmas is more than family reunions.
我这样定题是因为圣诞节不只是家族团圆。
Christmas is more than giving presents.
圣诞节不只是赠送礼物
，holiday shopping，
佳节购物
，taking vacation，
放假
，and it is more than just the historic recounting of events that took place 2,000 years ago。
这也不只是数算2000年之前发生过的历史事件。
What I mean is that we not only celebrate what happened, but why it matters。
我的意思是说我们不只是庆祝已经发生的事实，更要庆祝这件事的重要性。
In our passage this morning, we're going to be looking at a text that is not in any of the four Gospels.
今天早上我们要来看一段经文，不是在四卷福音书当中。
Not a text that we normally think about when it comes to Christmas.
这不是一段我们在圣诞节常常会用的经文。
And yet, it's a text that has very much to do with Christmas.
然而这是一段跟圣诞节息息相关的经文。
Our passage comes from 1 John 1:1-4.
这段经文来自约翰一书第一章一到四节。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn with me there.
如果你手上有圣经，请你跟我一起打开。
We're going to be working our way through the text, so it's going to be helpful to follow along.
我们会一起很仔细来看这段经文，所以请大家一起翻开圣经。
John, he's writing to his readers to assure them of the incarnation.
约翰在写给他的读者，坚立他们道成肉身的真理。
A belief central to our faith.
这个真理对我们的信仰极其重要。
Important to John's readers, to Santa Claus, and to us.
对约翰的读者重要，对于圣诞老人重要，对我们当中的每一个人都非常重要。
So we're going to see two points in our passage today.
今天我们来看两点。
The message of Christmas.
圣诞节的信息。
The meaning of Christmas.
圣诞节的重要性。
Not only what Christmas is about.
不只是圣诞节发生了什么事情。
But why it matters.
更重要的是为什么它重要。
So you put it together and what God says through John is this.
我们把这两点结合在一起，那上帝透过约翰要说的是。
Jesus is the incarnate word of life who invites us into true fellowship and complete joy.
耶稣是那道成肉身的真理，邀请我们进入真实的相交与完全的喜乐。
Jesus is the incarnate word of life who invites us into true fellowship and complete joy.
耶稣是那道成肉身的生命之道，邀请我们进入真实的相交与完全的喜乐。
So the first point is this.
第一。
The message of Christmas, the word of life was made manifest.
圣诞的信息，生命之道的显现。
So for the sake of time, I do apologize. We're just going to read the passages today in English, but please feel free to follow along in the language that you're most comfortable with on the PowerPoint.
因为时间的关系，我就用英文来读这段经文，请弟兄姐妹去看上面的投影片。
Verses 1 to 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest. We have seen it and testified it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. The word of life was made manifest.
生命之道显现。
All of this to say is that the message is embodied in a person.
这所要表达的是生命之道在一个人身上显现出来。
This gospel message, this word is taken up in a person, namely Jesus Christ.
这福音的信息，这道在一个人身上显现出来，这个人就是耶稣基督。
So look at verse 1.
我们一起来看第一节。
There's this progression of expressions.
我们看到了一个表情的进展。
John is saying this word of life, which is from the beginning.
使徒约翰说，这生命之道乃是在起初就有的。
We have heard him.
我们曾经听见。
We are eyewitnesses.
我们所看见的。
We have seen him with our own eyes.
我们亲眼见过。
We have touched him with our own hands.
我们亲手摸过的。
The word of life is historical.
这个生命之道有划时代的意义。
It is neither myth nor legend.
这不是神话，也不是传说。
What John is proclaiming happened in history.
约翰在这里宣告的是一个历史事件。
This is more than tradition.
这不是传统。
It's more than rituals and tall tales.
不只是遗文，也不只是故事。
This is truth.
这是真理。
And the word of life is a person.
这生命之道是一个人。
Twice John says this life was made manifest.
两次，约翰接连两次说，这生命之道显现出来了。
He appeared to us.
他显给我们看。
So the beginning of 1 John and the Gospel of John are very similar.
在约翰一书以及约翰福音的开始是非常类似的。
So you can follow on in the PowerPoint.
我们可以一起来看投影片。
John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Why does this matter?
这有什么意义呢？
This is, after all, the message of Christmas.
今天的信息毕竟是一个圣诞节的信息。
God in love breaking into this world in the person of Jesus Christ to rescue us.
上帝因着爱，透过人子耶稣基督进入这个世界来拯救我们。
To rescue you.
来拯救你。
To rescue me.
来拯救我。
God himself enters into the story to redeem those whom he created.
上帝他自己进入这个故事来赎回那些他手所造的。
Dorothy Sayers was a British novelist in the early 1900s.
Dorothy Sayers 是一个二十世纪初的小说家。
She graduated from Oxford and wrote a lot of mystery novels.
她从英国的牛津大学毕业，然后写了很多悬疑小说。
Her murder mysteries revolved around this character by the name of Peter Wisby.
他写的小说围绕着一个主人公叫做 Peter Wisby.
Peter wasn't the perfect character.
Peter 不是一个完美的角色。
He had his flaws.
他有他的缺点。
Sometimes getting caught in these crimes and plots.
他常常深陷在自己的一些困境中。
But always eventually managing to solve them.
但是还是慢慢解决了这些问题。
A while later, Dorothy Sayers introduces this new character named Harriet Vane.
过了一阵子, Dorothy 在她的小说当中引进了一个新的角色, 叫做 Harriet Vane.
Like her creator, the author, Harriet just so happened to also be a mystery writer educated at Oxford.
很巧, 这个Harriet也是一个牛津大学毕业的学生, 也是写悬疑小说的。
Long story short, Harriet and Peter end up marrying each other, and Peter's troubled life is rescued by his relationship with Harriet.
长话短说, 在这个小说当中, 这个Harriet和Peter后来结了婚, 那Peter也从他困难的生活当中得到了救赎。
What we find here is a beautiful picture of the gospel.
我们在这里看到的是一幅对于福音美丽的刻画。
Dorothy Sayers fell in love with her own character and wrote herself into the story to rescue Peter.
Dorothy爱上了她故事中所写的这个Peter，进而把自己写入这个故事当中来拯救Peter。
In the same way, God in love entered the story in the person of Jesus Christ in order to rescue us.
同样的，上帝因着爱，透过人子耶稣基督进入他的创造来拯救我们。
The word of life became manifest.
生命之道已经显现出来。
The gospel message is embodied in a person, Jesus Christ.
这个福音的信心已经体现在一个人的身上。
Now, if the word of life is Jesus Christ,
如果这个生命之道就是耶稣基督,
then there is no eternal life without the incarnate Son.
那没有永生是没有耶稣基督的。
So verse 2.
第二节,
John notes twice that the eternal life was made manifest.
约翰两次听到那永生已经显现了出来。
John doesn't say that Jesus has eternal life.
约翰不是说耶稣有永生。
He doesn't say that Jesus gives eternal life.
他不是说耶稣赐予永生。
He says Jesus is eternal life.
耶稣是永生。
What he implies in chapter 1, he makes abundantly clear in chapter 5.
他在第一章当中的暗示，在第五章当中，他清楚地表明出来。
So there in 5:20 we read, And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. So the purpose for 1 John is assurance.
约翰一书的目的是保证。
Confidence of salvation.
对于救恩的信心。
1 John 5:13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. What this means is that Jesus is the only way.
是什么意思呢? 耶稣是唯一的道路。
Jesus is life.
耶稣是生命。
So to have Jesus is to have life.
所以有耶稣就是有生命。
To not have Jesus is to not have life.
没有耶稣就没有生命。
You can't have one without the other.
两者是缺一不可的。
They go together.
是一起的。
Buy one, get one.
买一送一。
Many, many years ago, there was this video game system called the Nintendo Wii that came out.
许多年前，任天堂公司出了一款游戏机叫做Wii。
Now remember that in North America, this Nintendo bundled it together with this game called Wii Sports.
在北美的任天堂把Wii与Wii Sports一起卖。
Some of you might remember the game.
当中你们有些人记得这个游戏。
Maybe because you bought it for your kids or your grandkids or maybe yourselves.
也许你买给你的小孩，买给你的孙子，甚至是买给你自己。
You took your white controller and you played games like Wii Tennis or Wii Bowling.
你拿着Wii白色的遥控器在电视机前面打网球或打保龄球。
All the while, try not to let go of the controller so you don't break your TV screen.
你试着紧紧握紧这遥控器，免得一打出去的时候，你的遥控器打出去，打破了这个电视机。
In North America, you couldn't buy the Wii without Wii Sports.
在北美，你不能只买Wii而不买Wii Sports.
It came together.
他们是一起的。
To have one was to have the other.
有一个就有另外一个。
Now, I think you could have bought the game separately.
你可以好像只买那个游戏。
But then you didn't have anything to play it on.
但是你就没有游戏机了。
It's useless.
就没有用，因为没办法玩。
Likewise, there is no eternal life without the incarnate Son.
类似的，没有道成肉身的人子就没有永生。
Jesus is the only way for salvation because he is life.
耶稣救恩是唯一的道路。
To have Jesus is to have life.
有耶稣就是有生命。
They go together. You can say you have eternal life, but without Jesus, it's useless.
你可以说自己有永生, 但是如果你没有耶稣的话, 那是没有用的。
Without Jesus, you're no better off than the boxes of random video games collecting dust in your house as your kids went off to college, and now you don't even know where the video games system is anymore.
没了耶稣, 你就也许像, 你在家里面堆积那些游戏一样, 你甚至可能现在连游戏机在哪里你都不知道了。
Put it another way.
我们用另外一个例子来说,
Without Jesus, you are no better off than those boxes of VCR tapes in your house right now, because who owns a VCR anymore?
I have one. 另外一个例子来说的话, 没有耶稣, 你也许就像在家里面堆积如山那些VCR一样。
What difference does it make?
有什么分别呢?
Twice, John says he is proclaiming the eternal word of life, namely Jesus Christ.
连续两次, 约翰宣告了那永恒的生命之道，就是耶稣基督。
This is the message of Christmas.
这是圣诞节的信息。
And we proclaim it.
我们要宣告它。
If Jesus is the life,
如果耶稣是生命,
then Jesus is the end, not the means.
那么耶稣应该是我们追求的对象。 而不是我们追求其他物质的途径。
You see, perhaps in other religions, the founder is this prophet or sage, and he tells you, here's the way for you to find eternal life.
在其他宗教的这些教主, 也许是一个先知, 也许是一个智者, 他可能会告诉你, 这条路是通往永生的。
Do this.
做这个,
do that.
做那个。
This is the way to God, to enlightenment, to eternal life.
这条路通往上帝, 通往启示, 通往永生。
But Jesus says, I am the way.
但是耶稣说, 我是道路,
I am the truth and the life.
我是真理, 我是生命。
Jesus is not pointing us to God in how we can save ourselves.
耶稣不是教我们如何到上帝那里, 或是教我们怎么自己拯救自己。
According to Christmas, Jesus is God who has come to save us.
圣诞节耶稣就是那位降世要拯救我们的神。
Therefore, if Jesus is life, we have to stop treating him as the means to something better.
所以如果耶稣是生命, 我们必须停止把耶稣看成我们获得更好奖赏的途径。
We need to stop treating him as a stepping stone.
我们不能把它看成一个垫脚石。
As a salvation ferry to bring us to some island of self-fulfillment.
我们不能把它看成一个帮助我们到一个自我满足小岛的救恩渡轮。
So we need to stop seeing Jesus as simply someone who can help us become better people.
我们必须停止单单把耶稣看成一个帮助我们变成更好的人的一个人。
We need to stop seeing Jesus simply as someone who can help us achieve our best life now.
我们必须停止单单把耶稣视为一个帮助我们自我实现的人。
We need to stop seeing Jesus simply as someone who helps us get new friends.
我们必须停止把耶稣看成一个帮助我们认识新朋友的人。
Because if that's the case, we look not to Jesus as the chief end.
因为如果是这样的话,我们不是把耶稣看成那我们追求的终极对象。
We look to Jesus to serve our own idolatrous ends.
我们只是利用耶稣来帮助我们追求我们心中的偶像。
John proclaims the message of Christmas.
约翰宣告了圣诞节的信息。
The word of life was made manifest.
生命之道已经显现。
He continues on in the second half of our passage. Why does it matter that the eternal word of life is incarnate in Jesus Christ?
为什么生命之道道成肉身这么重要?
Because fellowship with God in the church depends on it, and complete joy stems from it.
因为与神与教会相交都是因为生命之道。
Put simply, Jesus is the incarnate word of life who invites us into true fellowship and complete joy.
简而言之, 耶稣就是那道成肉身的生命之道, 邀请我们一同进入真实的相交与完全的喜乐。
So here's the meaning of Christmas.
现在我要告诉你们圣诞节的意义。
We celebrate not only what happened, but also why it matters.
我们不只是庆祝已经发生的事实, 我们更要庆祝这件事情的重要性。
In Jesus, we have true fellowship and complete joy.
在耶稣里, 我们有真实的相交与完全的喜乐。
So verses 3 to 4, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. and we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. So John is talking about two very important things as it relates to Jesus.
所以约翰在这里讲到关于耶稣的两个重点。
Fellowship,
相交
and joy,
喜乐。
Now what does he say about it?
他是怎么说的呢？
First, but believing comes before belonging.
第一，相信先于归属。
Notice what John says in verse 3.
我们注意约翰在第三节所说的。
We proclaim him so that you too may have fellowship with us.
我们宣告他，因为他这样的才能与我们相交。
So that.
是。
The purpose of the proclamation is fellowship.
这宣告的目的是相交。
See, John's readers are being inundated with false teachers espousing a fellowship with God without Jesus.
约翰的读者被许多假教师的假教的所淹没，认为与神相交，我们不需要耶稣。
But John says no.
但是约翰说不。
Believing comes before belonging.
相信先于归属。
Faith in Christ comes before fellowship with God and with each other.
与神与人的相交是从对耶稣基督的信心而来的。
John mentions this word fellowship 4 times in this letter.
约翰在这封书信当中四次提到相交。
Verses 3, 6, and 7.
分别在第三、第六以及第七节。
And in these verses, we see that fellowship means more than just fellowship.
我们在这些经文当中，我们看到相交有更深的一层的意思。
It's talking about salvation.
它代表了救恩。
Reconciliation.
代表和好。
Holiness.
神圣。
And being part of the church, the body of Christ.
以及成为教会基督身体的一部分。
John is saying, before you can be reconciled to God and have fellowship with other Christians,You have to believe that Jesus is who he says he is.
约翰说，在你与神和好，与其他基督徒建立关系之前，你必须相信耶稣是他所宣告的那位救主。
And that belief will show itself in worship and obedience.
这个信心会透过敬拜以及顺服显明出来。
But it all starts with what God first has done in Jesus.
但这一切从上帝在耶稣身上所做的开始。
Sometimes, maybe because of our concern for our loved ones or others, what we proclaim sometimes is a message of belonging, not a message of believing.
有时候我们因为我们关心或是我们爱的家人，我们所宣告的是一个归属的信息，而不是一个相信的信息。
So we tell our children or our parents or friends.
所以我们告诉我们的孩子、我们的父母、我们的朋友
，You need to go to church.
你需要去教会。
You need to have Christian friends.
你需要有基督徒的朋友。
You have to do the things that Christians do.
你需要有基督徒的行为。
Read the Bible.
读经。
Pray.
祷告。
Wake up early and go to join Christmas service.
早起去参加圣诞节联合崇拜。
Maybe this is what we tell ourselves sometimes.
也许这是我们告诉我们自己的。
That this simply is what it means to be a Christian.
有了这些行为，我们就是基督徒。
To be part of the body of Christ or the church community.
我们是基督的肢体，是教会的一份子。
Or maybe we tell ourselves this because we're running out of hope.
也许我们这样告诉我们自己，因为我们失去了盼望。
We want to see our loved ones saved, and so we plead with them constantly to go to the one place where those who are saved gather regularly.
我们希望我们所爱的被拯救，所以我们要他们去被拯救的人聚集的地方。
That's not necessarily bad.
这不一定不好。
But when we start doing these things,
但当我们开始这样做的时候
when we focus more on getting these people into a program,
当我们关注他们是否参与一个活动或一个计划的时候
rather than discipling them as people,
过于把他们当作一个人来牧养的时候
we might end up creating a false assurance of belonging.
我们有可能制造一个有归属的假象。
Now, don't get me wrong.
请大家不要误解。
The examples I gave are very important.
我举的这些例子都非常重要。
They are a part of the Christian life.
这些都是基督徒生活的一部分。
But that's precisely it.
但也正是因为如此。
They are done out of a heart of faith in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins.
这些行为应该是出于信心。对于耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上面的信心。
And so what is important is not just what we do, but why we do it.
所以重点不是我们做了什么事，而是我们的动机。
Believing comes before belonging.
相信先于归属。
Why is this important?
为什么这个这么重要？
Because when we allow people to belong before they believe, sometimes it confuses Christians.
因为当我们看重归属先于相信的时候，有时候基督徒也感到很困惑了。
We end up with a church of people who all claim to be Christian.
我们教会里面就有很多都宣称自己是基督徒的人。
But some are committed and others not so much.
有些比较委身，有些没有那么委身。
And so we end up having to create these extra biblical categories.
所以我们需要创造一些圣经之外的类别。
We have the serious Christians.
我们有很认真的基督徒。
We have the sort of Christians.
我们有一般的基督徒。
There's also the sinning Christians.
我们还有那个犯罪的基督徒。
The carnal Christians, those who live according to the flesh and not the spirit.
那些我们所说肉体的基督徒，他们顺从肉体而不顺从圣灵。
We confuse Christians about what it means to be a follower of Jesus in the first place.
我们让基督徒不知道身为耶稣的跟随者的意义。
When we allow people to belong before they believe, it also confuses non-Christians.
当我们让人先归属先于相信的时候，我们也让慕道友也感到非常的迷惑。
They sign up for Jesus' community but not for his command to repent and believe, to turn from sin and surrender to God.
他们加入了很多耶稣的团体，但是他们不愿意接受耶稣的命令，就是那个叫人相信悔改脱离罪降服在神面前的命令。
Now let's be clear here.
让我稍微再讲清楚一点。
Belonging is not the same thing as welcoming.
归属与欢迎有一点不一样。
True fellowship depends on faith in God.
真实的相交需要对神的信心。
But this does not preclude welcoming in with the love of Christ those who would enter our church.
我们依然用基督的爱欢迎那些来到我们当中的人。
In Jesus we have true fellowship.
在耶稣里面我们有真实的相交。
In Jesus, we also have complete joy.
在耶稣里面，我们有完全的喜乐。
That's to say that our joy is in knowing Christ and knowing that others know Christ.
我们的喜乐就是认识基督，并知道其他人也认识基督。
Again, John gives us a second purpose.
再一次，约翰给了我们第二个目的。
Verse 4.
第四节。
We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
我们写这样使我们的喜乐充足。
Now that's interesting.
这蛮有意思的。
John says our joy, not your joy.
约翰说我们的喜乐，而不是说你们的喜乐。
Some of your translations might say your, but probably the best translation is probably our joy.
你们圣经当中有一些的翻译也许写你们，但是在古卷当中是写我们，那这个翻译我觉得比较精确。
I think John's point is this.
我想约翰的意思是这样的。
He has joy.
他有喜乐。
And it's in knowing Christ.
在认识基督。
But he recognizes that his own joy cannot be complete if he knows the believers whom he's responsible for are in danger of departing from the truth.
他知道他自己有喜乐，但是他知道他的喜乐是不充足的，如果他所牧养这些信徒参与在一个不与神、不与神相交的团契。
That these people are in danger of being involved in a fellowship that is fruitless and futile.Because it's not a fellowship with God the Father and Christ the Son.
这些信徒参与在一个不属神的团契当中。
For those of us who are celebrating the Christ in Christmas this morning,
今天早上对于我们当中在庆祝圣诞节的基督徒弟兄姐妹来说，
the idea of incomplete joy is perhaps all too real for some of us.
这种不完全的喜乐好像是一个常态了。
Yes, we delight in our Savior.
是的，我们因为我们的救主，我们在他里面有喜乐。
Yet our hearts are in pain because there are those in our lives whom we feel responsible for.
然而，我们常常感到自责，因为我们所爱的、我们所在乎的还不认识基督。
Yeah, because they don't know Christ or have stopped knowing Him altogether.
他们还不认识基督，或者是他们决定不再跟随耶稣了。
So our joy is incomplete.
所以我们的喜乐有了缺陷。
Brothers and sisters, we can take solace in the fact that John, as he's writing this letter, God in his word to us, feels what you feel.
我们可以从这段经文当中看到约翰与我们感同身受。
His heart breaks as your heart breaks.
他的心痛正如你的心痛。
And what does he do?
约翰做了什么呢？
He points them to Jesus Christ.
他将他们指向基督。
Over and over and over again, what matters is Jesus.
一次又一次，重要的是耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, there is hope.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们有盼望。
Hope that came in the form of a baby born in Bethlehem.
盼望从一个在伯利恒出生的婴孩而来。
Hope that came in the message of salvation embodied in the Messiah our Savior.
盼望从带给我们救恩信息的弥赛亚而来。
Who lived the life we couldn't live.
活出一个我们没有办法自己活出的生命。
Died the death we should have died.
承担了我们所应该经历的死亡。
And rose to give us a life we otherwise would not have.
他升起让我们能够经历一个我们所能够一个永生。
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣基督是道路，是真理，是生命。
Brothers and sisters, this is the message and meaning of Christmas.
各位弟兄姐妹，这就是圣诞节的信息与意义。
Why does it matter that the eternal word of life is incarnate in Jesus Christ?
为什么生命之道体现在基督耶稣身上这么重要呢？
Because fellowship with God and the church depends on it, and complete joy stems from it.
因为与主与教会的相交以及完全的喜乐都是从当中发出的。
For those of us who are here this morning, maybe by choice or maybe at the urging of someone else,
对于今天不管你是自愿或者是被邀请来到我们当中的人，
My hope is that you come to believe not just what Christmas is about, you may already know that, but also why it matters.
希望你来不只是相信圣诞节发生了什么事情，也许你已经知道发生了什么事情，但是我希望你更能明白它的重要性。
My hope is that you understand that these Christians who reach out to you.
我希望你了解这些邀请你的基督徒。
Maybe your friends.
也许是你的朋友。
Your coworkers.
也许是你的同事。
Your parents.
也许是你父母。
Your children or siblings.
也许是你的小孩或是你的手足。
They do so not out of self-righteousness.
他们邀请你不是他们觉得他们自己比你好。
They know they're not perfect.
他们自己知道自己不是完美的。
They're sinners too.
他们也是罪人。
But they do so out of joy.
但他们做这个是出于喜乐。
Ask them about this joy this morning.
问问他们的喜乐是什么样子。
Joy that they want you to experience.
这份喜乐是他们愿意希望你也来经历的。
Fellowship and belonging that they want you to experience.
是一个团契，一个相交，是他们希望你也来经历的。
And it comes with Christ.
这一切都是从耶稣基督而来的。
As we celebrate Christmas this week,
让我们在这周庆祝圣诞节。
Let's not forget what Christmas is about.
让我们不要忘记圣诞节的意义。
Let's also not forget why it matters.
让我们也不要忘记它的重要性。
God in His grace has given us the greatest gift.
上帝因着他的恩典已经给了我们那最好的礼物。
Jesus is the incarnate Word of Life who invites us, you and me, into true fellowship and complete joy.
耶稣就是那道成肉身的生命之道，邀请我，邀请你，进入真实的相交与完全的喜乐。
Let's pray.God, we thank you for your love.
神啊，我们谢谢你先爱了我们。
We thank you for the miracle.